Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hey, this is Rick Hayes, the psychic medium, life consultant, author, and lecturer, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Believe.
This is Nick Groff, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickGroffTours.com. You are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Congratulations to Sophia Temporelli, the ghost host, for celebrating 5 years of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. I'm John Temporelli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox Sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James. And yes, this is hands down the world's most unique paranormal broadcast. 18-year-old Sophia Temporelli broadcasts each and every week and discusses all the latest hot topics with the paranormal field experts themselves. And she's been doing so since she was 12 years old, so congratulations, Sophia, on coming up on 6 years of broadcasting next month, right here on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. Quite an amazing accomplishment, Sophia. And we're going to have our intro bit changed out pretty soon here and update that to us. 6 years of broadcasting on here. Thank you to Rob Sarek, the site founder of LiveParanormal.com, for providing this format each and every week, and to all of our moderators. Thank you guys over the years for just patching us through at live events when we had no internet connection. Thank you guys so much for being there for us. Feel free to jump into LiveParanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to sign in, get yourself an avatar, and you're part of the LP family. And, in the chat room right now is Scott Latia. He's a brother host here on LiveParanormal.com. He's also the founder of MyParanormalCorner.com and host of Haunted Stories by Scott Latia. Also, feel free to call into the show, 619-639-4606. That's 619-639-4606. And also today we have feature film actor Chad Lindbergh from such films as Last Samurai, The Fast and Furious, October Sky, and two, your favorite television series, Supernatural, Castle, NCIS, Ghost Adventures, Linda Vista Hospital episode, Destination America's Ghost Doctors. Chad Lindbergh is also, too, a brother host right here on LiveParanormal.com with his show Haunted Hollywood. With Chad Lindbergh. Everyone visit Beyond Badass Paranormal. That's beyondbadassparanormal.com. On Twitter and Instagram, at Chad Lindbergh. That's at Chad Lindbergh. And also, too, on Twitter, at beyond_badass. And, of course, on Facebook, Chad Lindbergh. Next week, coming up, we have a Mother's Day weekend next weekend. But coming up, we have Ainsley the Spirit Chick on the 20th of this month. Psychic medium Jill Marie Morris will be returning to the program on June 24th. Upcoming, we have Lloyd Auerbach, KJ McCormick, and many more. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming broadcasts. Keith Age, a great friend of the show, of Booth Brothers Documentaries and founder of the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society, presents the Mid-South Paranormal Conventions 2017 in Louisville, Kentucky. The event will be July 21st through the 23rd, so join Chip Coffey, Brian Cano, Santiago Cirillo, Jeff Leeper, of course Keith Age, Christopher and Rachel Booth, Rick Hayes, Scotty Roberts, Robbie Thomas, Bill Bean, Scotty Temperman, and many more to be announced. It's in the very early stages of this event. Kick-off party will be with Chris Deadman DJing, and the Orb Tones will be performing live. There will be event gallery readings, movies, illusionists, and many more. Visit LouisvilleGHS.com. That's LouisvilleGHS.com for all, again, a very growing event, and details will be at that site. Right now, we are starting to give away 10 tickets to the Mid-South Paranormal Convention, compliments of Keith Age. Limit one ticket per household. You must show valid ID at the event for winning ticket approval to enter. Simply send your full name and email address to ghosthostshow@gmail.com. That's ghosthostshow@gmail.com. So good luck, everyone. And also, like the Ghost Host on liveparanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn about guests as we learn of them real time. Like liveparanormal.com Facebook group page, too, as well. Check out the membership packages on liveparanormal.com. They start as low as $2.99 a month. And Rob Sirk, the site founder, he's great at rewarding everyone. So autograph books by your favorite paranormal authors, everything right there and the memberships packages. Also support the vendors here on liveparanormal.com. Tonight on liveparanormal.com, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghostlight Radio, and as always, monthly Monday right here, Chip Coffee of Annie's Paranormal State and Psychic Kids, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, and many more right here on this very network. If you miss anything, free MP3 iTunes downloads are available of this episode. You can toggle forward for email addresses, phone numbers, things of that type, right on the homepage of liveparanormal.com and History FM. And as always, we have Peter James will be taking your calls.
John, talk to me, John.
Peter, thank you for taking calls here. Got a million pages open.
I'm here to help you.
Well, thank you, Peter. Let's see here. We have the Ghost Host, our host.
Come through. Speak to me.
Hey, thank you, Peter. Let's see. Sophia, you're being unmuted right now. There you are. Sophia, hi.
Hi.
Well, congratulations on coming up on 6 years of broadcasting on Live Paranormal.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been almost 6 years.
Yeah, you're doing a fantastic job. Everybody loves your show, and couldn't be a prouder parent, Sophia. You have the CBS2 and KKL Los Angeles News item that they did a feature on you, and that was over Halloween weekend. Everybody, you could visit cbsla.com. That's cbsla.com. Simply enter the Ghost Host or Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli into the search field and watch Sophia's feature. But Sophia, you got all these Instagrams and Twitters and all these different things. Where can people find you?
Well, I'm on Snapchat and Twitter at Sophia Temporelli with one L because my name's too long. And then I'm on Instagram just at Sophia Temporelli.
Well, Sophia, everybody's going to be checking out your social media pages. I'm just checking with our guest here. There's a different number I think I have for him right now. But tell us about your guest today.
Well, today we know feature film actor Chad Lindbergh from such films as The Last Samurai, The Fast and Furious, October Sky, and some of your favorite television series, Supernatural, Castle, NCIS, and Ghost Adventures Linda Vista Hospital episode. Plus, he was also the star of Destination America's Ghost Stalkers. Chad is a brother host here on liveparanormal.com with his show Haunted Hollywood. Everyone visit beyondbadassparanormal.com on Twitter and Instagram at Chad Lindbergh, at beyond_badass, and of course, facebook.com/Chad Lindbergh/liveparanormal.com/Haunted Hollywood. So let's welcome Chad back into the show.
Okay, let me see. I think this might be him at this number here. Let me see here. Chad, is that you? Oh, I don't think this might be Chad. Let's see here. Let me find out. We might have to call him. I know he's on the road, too, right now. Let's see. I just texted him while you were reading the intro. But, yeah, he knows. Let's see here. He should be calling in from this number. Let's see. If we do, we might have to call him. See, let me try this one. Oh, okay, yeah, he's coming in right now. He's going to be, well, all I can divulge is that it's a 323 number, and Chad's coming into the studio right now. He's just running a little bit behind. But Sophia, again, congratulations. 6 years of broadcasting here. Next month, you're doing a fantastic job. Everybody, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Chad Lindbergh is coming into the studio right now. He's trying to get through so I can unmute him and bring him into the show. And let's see here. He's on his way in. But I want to thank everybody, too. We have some questions. People were posting in Twitter. Feel free to post questions into the chat room. Make sure that they're all capped so that we can find you along the chat room feed. Scott Latia is in the chat room, too, right now as well. Let's see. He's on his way in. Should be any second. Okay. He's chatting with me right now. He's getting through. And I'll put a little smiley face with that. How's that? Put that on the text.
My God, Dad.
Yes, he's coming through right now. So I have something here that's coming through as a that's a Skype. Somebody's listening. Feel free to call in too, and you can listen in as well. We're going to be taking calls too. It's 619-639-4606. At 619-639-4606. I'll post the link into the chat room, too, for Chad Lindbergh. I'm doing that right now, and for the show and for Collins as well. But, yeah, he's coming through. Let's see, Chad, is that you?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, wow. Nice. All right. Now
we've made it.
Of course. No, okay. I'm glad we made it. I've been listening the whole time. I've been with you guys. I promise. I've been here. I'm here.
Thanks, Chad.
Technology.
Hey, Chad, I saw on Instagram, congratulations to your father on his award.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, yesterday he got the Medal of Honor along with his fellow officers and Mick McClory, who was an officer who got shot and wounded, and now he's walking, and it's a miracle. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was a really amazing thing. So thank you so much for that. Thank you.
Thank him for his
service.
Yeah,
no problem. Yeah, thank you for his service, too.
Oh, well, I'll let him know you said that, and thank you. And hello to you both. I'm so honored to be here. We're family, I feel. We're paranormal family, so this is a great day.
Definitely.
Wow, thanks.
It was great seeing you aboard the Queen Mary, too, in February.
It was awesome. I always love seeing, your family. And, it just brings back so many great memories. And we have, so many mutual friends. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. We really do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what happened at the event and what you were doing there?
Well, it was the Nick Groff tour, and Nick's a dear friend of mine, and he always brings me to his tours, and I love doing them. We have the best time and so many laughs, and Amy Allen was there as well, we just dug into that ship. The first night I had the boiler room, and it just felt like a city in there. They were making noises and talking and banging around the pipes. It was great fun. And then the second night, I was in the it was in the front of the ship. I want to say it was way, way down below. You had to take an elevator and then like another elevator. It was crazy. Like below sea level.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that place. You can't not go to that place and not find something.
Definitely. I know what you mean. I just recently investigated there, and we got a few EVPs, so it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a blast. And I got to say congratulations on 6 years, by the way.
Well, thank you so much, Chad.
Yeah, I've known you guys for a while, and it's just awesome just to come back and be able to talk to you guys again. So thanks for having me back on.
Yeah,
oh,
I think we've known each other like 4 years or something, so it's been
a while.
Know.
It has.
It's Scott Grunewald.
I mean, it really has. Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Is that who introduced us?
Yeah, I believe
it. Okay, then that might be a lot longer. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. No, that's awesome.
Also, I know aboard the Queen Mary that you had Lima with you. How is she doing? And I know that my dog is able to kind of pick up on activity. Is Lima able to kind of sense paranormal activity as well?
She does. I know when I adopted her, she had no idea what she was getting herself into. But she is. She's my barometer. You know what I mean? When I come back from an investigation or from shooting, you know, especially when I was shooting Ghost Stalkers, you know, I'd come home and she would sort of, you know, dogs and pets, they react and they show us exactly what's going on around us, as you guys well know. But yeah, she did well with the Queen Mary. I mean, I would go back to the room and she'd be anxious or she'd be like really lethargic, you know, one of the two. And I know that, I think a lot of the spirits, I mean, like we do in this life, we go up to puppies and dogs. Why wouldn't they? I mean, I'm sure they love having pets around.
I mean, honestly, right. If I was dead, I'd probably go see the dog more than the investigator.
Exactly.
So I would be with the dog, like, all the way across the ship.
Right? Yeah. No, but she's doing well, and yeah, she's my little rock, you know?
Yeah, she's so sweet, too. I wish my dogs were as well-behaved.
Yeah, she does pretty well. She keeps me sane, especially when you're dealing with the paranormal.
Definitely. And yeah. I know you were recently traveling with one of our mutual friends, Ernie Alonzo. Can you tell us about your travels with him and what you guys were doing?
Yes, Ernie's a dear friend of mine. We also do paranormal events together, and we take a lot of together and a lot of adventures. And we were just in West Virginia doing. They were having an event out there called CausaCon, and it was to help raise money for victims of domestic violence. And we also did a Face Your Fears over there, and a Face Your Fears is one of our events that we like to do, and we took it out there and helped raise money for, you know, for charity. And then we also just did one in Santa Ana. We had a Face Your Fears. So, yeah, Ernie Alonzo is a dear friend, and we like to go out there and have fun and post a lot of silly photos.
Yeah, definitely. You guys have, like, a really close friendship, so it's always great to see
you. We do.
Photos and everything.
Thanks.
So, I know that you had the show Ghost Stalkers, which just recently was also replayed on Destination America. Can you tell us how that all came about, and what were some of your favorite moments from filming the show?
Sure. I love talking about Ghost Stalkers, so thank you. Literally, it came about, I was in London, and I got a random call from Nick Groff, and he said, give me a call when you get back to London. I'm like, okay, you know, and I called him up and he said, I'm doing a series and I want you to be the star of it. And and I'm like, wow, I was just literally blown away. I didn't see it coming. And he's like, I like your energy and I know that you're super passionate about this and I have this idea. And then it went from there, and you know, he asked me, oh, now are you okay with being in places by yourself? And I'm like, sure, of course. And then one thing led to another, and sure enough, they were putting me in the most haunted places that I've ever been in my entire life by myself. We would shoot the show during the day, and then the crew would go home, and then I was introduced to John Tenney. And John Tenney's been paranormal investigating for eons. And that guy changed my life in a lot of ways. Have you guys met John Tenney?
No,
we've met him like virtually, but not in person.
Yeah. He's just, he's a trip. And I mean that he's an amazing individual and taught me so much about the paranormal. And we went on these crazy adventures, and they put us in these haunted locations by ourselves overnight. And one guy would go in one night alone, and then the other guy would go in the other night completely alone. The crew would go home after shooting during the day, and I would go out there with two cameras and a flashlight, and that was it. And it was terrifying, as I know a lot of people have seen me scream and jump on the show. And, and, you know, that's all real. That's all sincere. You know, when you're in these places 7-8 hours by yourself, you're coming against a lot of weird stuff that you just can't put your mind around. It affects you, and you guys know it kind of seeps into your pores, and you start to become it in a way, you know?
Right.
Definitely. But that's why I've always been...
Yeah, no, please.
I was just going to say, that's why I've always been really happy to have, you know, like, family or friends or other investigators around when I'm doing investigations, because it's so intense when you're by yourself in a situation like that. Like when I lived in a haunted house, you know, if you're sitting in your room by yourself, it's just such a different feeling than when, you know, you have other people with you.
It's so true. People are much more brave, you know, when they're in a group setting. I just did an event and I said, you know, who's going to stay in here by themselves overnight? And someone's like, oh, I'll do it. And I'm like, you say that. You say that in a big group of people. But when it comes down to it, you know, I had to go in. We were shooting a show. I had to go in. So, you know, I don't know that I would have learned the same way had I not been forced into those situations. And now I have the confidence to go out and do these certain things. But yeah, you're right. It's a whole different thing when you're by yourself.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I will say, though, the only time I felt uncomfortable in a group setting was at the Glen Tavern Inn in the room when you were doing the session. And Amy was like, hey, let's go sit in that closet because the room was so full. And I'm like, oh, hey, that sounds like a great idea. And then you start explaining that a prostitute had been murdered and in that room, and I think her body was put in the closet. And I just look at Amy and I'm like, why did you tell me to come in here?
Well, that was, was the story that I was told. And I remember, you know, that place, Glen Tavern Inn, you know, that place is nauseating. That's the best way to describe it. For me, it makes me sick and nauseous, and I never walk away you never walk away feeling $100 from any haunted location, but that one in particular has just got a real nasty, negative, hardcore, nauseating vibe.
Especially when you just think you're going to go sit in an innocent closet and you find out that someone was beheaded in there. So thank you, Amy, if you're listening. I'll remember that.
Well, you know what was interesting about that place is, as well, is Ernie and I did another Face Your Fears there. It was a couple years back, and we were up on the second floor. This was during the day before the event, and an ambulance was called, and somebody had called the ambulance, and I walked downstairs with one of the other investigators, and we see this woman being hauled down in a gurney, this older lady, right? And her husband's near her side, and she's like, I don't know what's going on. Something's, I just feel like there's a brick on my chest. And her husband's like, I don't know what's going on. She took all her medication, and she's like freaking out. And you can't tell them what you're feeling paranormal. It was interesting to watch. And this is probably an older couple who was passing by, thought this was a cool place to maybe stay, had never even thought about the paranormal. But we were watching this happen, and I'm like, no, you guys don't know what's going on. This is probably what's happening to you.
Definitely. Yeah. I also remember the event we were at the Glen Tavern with Debbie, that one of the event goers actually, I don't know if you remember, but she was sitting in that one chair at the window, and she wasn't really sure why.
But yeah, she was sobbing. Yeah.
Yeah. That little area. I don't remember what it was called.
I don't remember that. That place is weird. That place is very weird. And I remember that night. I mean, there were so many emotions going on, and I think I even gotten sick at some point that night. you guys were up on the second floor, and I came in there at one point, and I had to leave. I just gotten so nauseous. But
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that place is gnarly.
Yeah. I just remember that moment because I was walking with Amy, and we saw her sitting in the chair, and we're just like, same. And then we found out later that, like, you know, she was just kind of, I think she had felt kind of sad. I don't fully remember, but she was just sitting there, and it was very strange because it was just like, it was just, you know, very different. And at one point when I was walking down a hallway, my throat started to feel kind of closed up too. And I've never experienced anything like that ever except for there.
Yeah. Certain places bring out certain things and different energies, different people. You know, some people could walk in there and be fine, you know.
Yeah,
but that
definitely.
Place is really dark. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know while we were there, though, that you used the number game with the spirit box. Can you tell us a little bit about that technique, how it came about, and do you still utilize it?
Yeah. Well, you know, the spirit box, you know, when I started investigating, you know, I was very fortunate in that I got to learn from a lot of amazing people in this field. And as that time has gone on, I started using a lot of devices. And then, you know, I would definitely, the spirit box has definitely become became the go-to for a very, very long time. And then when I did Ghost Stalkers, I learned that the best tool is yourself and the best tool is your body, you know. So I barely use the spirit box now. There's some other devices that are a little bit more quieter than the spirit box, and I kind of use that now. But I honestly love to go in and just kind of have the spirits tell me where they're at and kind of feel them now and kind of like let them come up behind you. So I don't know. I learned a lot doing Ghost Stalkers and just going into it. And I think, you know, if people want to have an experience, go in by yourself, break away from the crew, challenge yourself, go to the other part of the building, and you won't have to use anything because your body's going to tell you everything.
Wow.
Definitely. So interesting when you walk into a location, when you're just walking around, you can usually feel more than when you have the equipment. And it may be because you're more focused on trying to see what's happening on the actual monitors and you're not able to really kind of see what's happening in the environment.
Yeah, no, and that's why I encourage, you know, a lot of people sometimes show up with all this stuff, which is awesome. I love all that stuff. But I encourage people also to maybe put all that stuff away for a moment and let's just go use ourselves. And, man, you'd be surprised.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I know we have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be right back with more questions.
Cool.
Yeah, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. And, yeah, today we have our guest is a feature film actor and a paranormal investigator, Chad Lindbergh, from such films as The Last Samurai, The Fast and Furious, October Sky, and 2. And a lot of you guys are showing up, too, Supernatural fans, as well as he's been on Castle, NCIS, Ghost Adventures, Linda Vista Hospital episode, Destination America's Ghost Stalkers, everyone. Visit beyondbadassparanormal.com. That's beyondbadassparanormal.com. Twitter and Instagram at Chad Lindbergh and at beyond_badass. And, of course, on Facebook, Chad Lindbergh. Upcoming, we have in 2 weeks, Ainsley, the Spirit Chick on the 20th. We have psychic medium returning to the show, Jill Marie Morris on June 24th. Lloyd Auerbach coming up, KJ McCormick, and many more. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the Paranormal Rockstar, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on LiveParanormal.com.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to The Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Yeah, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Peter James, do we have...
Talk to me!
Okay, thank you, Peter. Let's see. Let me bring everybody back. Unmute everybody's microphone. Chad, you there, Sophia?
I am here.
Hey, Chad.
I'm here, too. Yeah, so thank you again for coming on today, Chad.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
So, Chad, how did you go from playing Jesse on the Fast and Furious to traveling from event to event and starring on Ghost Stalkers?
Good question. You know, if somebody would have said to me 10 years ago, you're gonna become a paranormal investigator and go out and do these crazy things, I would have said, yeah, right. You never know where your life's going to take you. You know, I've always been fascinated with the paranormal. I've always loved it. But I never, it wasn't until these, the ghost shows came along and, you know, until I forged relationships that kind of helped take me to these places. You know, I love acting. I'm an actor. You know, I've been doing it a gazillion years. But the paranormal gave me something different. I, you know, nothing makes you feel more alive when you're dealing with the dead. And when I went out and started doing these things, it just makes you ask a deeper question about life. And to me, you know, I love making movies. I love doing television, but I need more than that. And that, you know, the spirits give me that, you know, And I hope I give them that in return. I think it's a respect thing, and I'm curious about all of the weird things that go on in this life and you know, all of the creatures and the ghosts and the spirits and the monster. I mean, all these things, angels, demons, all of these things fascinate me and they're all around us. And I just wanna they're all around us because life is more interesting that way, I think.
Right.
Definitely. And I know you do acting, and you play the role of Ash on Supernatural, which you appear at national events. Do you have any coming up?
I do. Thank you for asking. I'm leaving next week, or Wednesday, to go to London for a Supernatural convention. Supernatural is, you know, amazing. It's got the most amazing, passionate, loyal fan base in the world. It's global. And it's been such an honor to, you know, I was on one season. I was on five episodes total. And I've gotten to travel the world with this show and meet so many wonderful people and receive the love that people have for that show. And, you know, you just never know what's going to take off and what's going to become a thing. And Supernatural's, you know, one of those things.
Definitely. So you act in the Supernatural, and you also do the real-life Supernatural, so that's pretty
exactly.
cool, too.
I do. There's, you know, it's funny because Supernatural came along way before I was ever even interested in doing the paranormal, so it's kind of funny how that worked out and all that ties in together.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's really funny, too. Oh, what were you saying?
Oh, go ahead. I was just going to say, we have a caller here, a 480, and this is a brother host here on liveparanormal.com as well, and host of myparanormalcorner.com, and hey, it's Scott Latia. Say hi to Chad.
Hey, Chad, how are you?
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Good, good. you know, I just wanted to drop by and say hello, and wanted to apologize for not being able to make your haunted OC face your fears. Well, it was just an emergency here with the family, but I wanted to let you know I'm going to be coming down there for your next one. I was curious, when is your next one going to be?
Good question. We're trying to line something up for on the East Coast of Virginia. We just found something very, very cool. But we're going to definitely do another Face of Fears in California because we have so many people that love to come out. So, you know, family first, my friend, always family first. So never an apology there. And, you know, you're one of the most passionate investigators I know out there, man. You bring all your equipment and you are down. So, you know, we'll see you soon, my friend. No worries.
Well, thank you, Chad, and you guys have a great day. And, Sophia, congratulations on 6 years, and we are just so proud of you here.
Well, cool. Thank you so much, Scott, for all your support and everything.
You guys have a great afternoon.
You too, buddy.
You
too. All right, give our best to Corinne.
Will do.
All right, thanks, Scott. Yeah, Scott Latia, he's a host of Haunted Stories on YouTube. It's Haunted Stories with Scott Latia, also to myparanormalcorner.com.
Chad, it was really funny. The other day I was at my friend's birthday party, and they were actually talking about The Fast and the Furious, and I was like, oh, hey, I know someone from that. And they're like, you know someone from that? And I'm like, yeah, Jesse. And they're like, oh, that guy? How do you know him? Oh, he's in the paranormal.
That's hysterical. Yeah, it's funny. Who would have guessed, you know?
Yeah, it was really funny though, because they, like, everything went silent and they just kind of stared at me, and I was just like, oh yeah, it's just Chad. Because, you know,
that's awesome.
We've been
that's
friends
cool.
for a while, so for me I'm just like, oh, it's just Chad, guys.
Exactly. No, it's funny. It's so cool that we've met. Like, through, I always say, the spirits have brought us together. You know what I mean? Our spirits have a big hand
Definitely.
In bringing all of us together. And so, you know, I just think it's awesome that we've just known each other for quite a long time. And like I said, we have a lot of mutual friends, and it's just really neat. So I always appreciate the love and being able to see you guys, and especially come on your show and visit. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, definitely.
Well, thank you so much for everything. And I know that, you know, we were talking about Supernatural earlier, that your character was also called Dr. Badass, but you have started a website called Beyond Badass Paranormal. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how that all came about?
Sure. Thank you for asking. My mom and my sister are also very passionate about the paranormal. We've always bonded over it over the years. And I don't know how long ago, 4 or 5 years ago, you know, my mom's a jeweler, my sister mm-hmm. as well makes jewelry, and we decided we wanted to start a website where we can make jewelry for that have like different protection stones and different stones that have different properties. And we started making this jewelry, and it took off and people love it. I wear mine every day. Everybody wears theirs every day. And it's called Beyond Badass Paranormal. And I came up with the name, well, Dr. Badass from the show. So you got to throw badass in there. Mm-hmm. And beyond as in beyond, like we all sort of dive into this, the beyond, you know, and then paranormal. So Beyond Badass Paranormal. And we have bracelets and rosaries and necklaces and all kinds of cool stuff.
Definitely. I mean, I always see your posts about it, and it's such nice jewelry. So everyone definitely go
Thank
check
you.
It out. And I know you were talking about its protection qualities. One of my next questions was, is there anything you do to protect yourself before, during, or after an investigation? Is it just the jewelry, or do you do something with that to protect yourself?
You know, it's always, it's interesting going in somewhere. You never know what you're going to get. You never know what's going to come at you. So it's a balance for me of being open and yet keeping a balance of of closing myself off where they can't sort of like manipulate your energy in a way. Mm-hmm. So it's a fine line. I have my jewelry that I always wear. I had a I have a rosary that my sister made. I was doing an event in Old South Pittsburgh Hospital. Have you guys heard of that place?
Not that
it
location.
It sounds familiar.
Scary, terrifying, yeah. Probably one of the top three places I've ever... Anyway, there's a creature there that... and I don't know if you saw the photo I posted on my social media of this beast, basically, that
oh,
I
yeah.
caught. Mm-hmm. Yes, wow. And I had my rosary on. I didn't wear it. We were there for three nights. I did not wear it the first two nights. And then the third night, I was like, I feel like wearing this thing. And it turned out it actually saved me from – it was trying to attack me, and it was just an awful situation. So it came in handy that night. And then, of course, I will try to cleanse myself when I go home and sage and all of that. But it's not always foolproof. And – A place takes good maybe week, couple weeks to kind of like get off of you. You know what I mean? I call it the paranormal stink. You go into a place and you come out, and you guys know this, it's in your pores. And it takes a little while to process a location out of you because, I don't know, you kind of soak up that energy in a way, or at least I do. You know, and I am learning as I go along from different people in this field and how to cleanse myself, how to protect myself, and also just the experiences teach you that. The experiences teach you, well, maybe I should have done this, or okay, maybe next time I'll do this. So, and typically if I go, especially when I was shooting, or if I go to a crazy place, can I like to roll around? I like to jump into things. I'm crazy like that. So I'll bring a garbage bag, and I will take all of my paranormal-soaked clothes, and I'll wrap them in a garbage bag. So I just kind of, like, don't mix that up with stuff. Because, you know, you're taking essentially an essence of that home with you. So, and then
right.
wash it, of
mm-hmm.
course. So, you know, there's just so much. And like I said, everyone's got their own sort of personal way of dealing with it and how they process it.
Definitely.
Right.
And I know along with that, we were talking about your life in Hollywood too, but you combined the two in your broadcast here on liveparanormal.com, Haunted Hollywood. Can you tell us a little bit about that and when it's on and how that all came about?
Oh, thank you. Yes, Haunted Hollywood is my little paranormal internet radio show where people can call in and I like to tell stories about things that happen in Hollywood or haunted locations in Hollywood. And honestly, I'm just getting my feet wet. I have so much to learn. I definitely want to sit down and ask you guys some questions on how to do such an awesome radio show, because you guys are just so awesome.
Thank
you. I'm learning. And I get callers that call in, and so it's really cool. It's a lot of fun and it's cool to, you know, people call in and actually, you know, a lot of them want advice, which is really cool.
Right.
I have this going on or I've got this going on. And what's interesting with me now, especially like when I go to these conventions, like for supernatural or for acting, I will start getting more questions now about the paranormal than my characters on anything. People want to know, how do I deal with this? How do I deal with this? What does this mean? And I love that. I just love that.
Right.
Definitely. You know, I know at the Queen Mary event, you had also a fellow actor there going to the event. So it's really cool to see everything just kind of mixing with the paranormal now.
Absolutely. Yeah. It teaches me so much. And, you know, the paranormal now, it's a spirituality for me. It's actually a way of life. It's just, you know, that's my religion, so to speak. So, and like I said, brought me so much. I can't tell you just how many people it's brought into my life. And I always say, I think the spirits have a way of doing that.
Right.
Definitely. And yeah. Since you're the host of Haunted Hollywood, what is your favorite place to investigate in Hollywood, or where is one that you would like to investigate?
Whew, good question. I mean, as far as Hollywood goes, I would have to say the places that I've been, Linda Vista Hospital definitely takes the cake as far as Hollywood is concerned. I'm trying to think of a place that, I mean, there are so many places in LA. I just haven't found a really, really good ones yet. you know, and Ernie and I did the Howl Waffle House in Santa Ana. Of course, the Glen Tavern Inn is close, but you got to be in the right mood to go to the Glen Tavern Inn. You know, I tell people, expect a little heaviness when you check out of the old Glen Tavern Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they had really good food at the Glen Tavern, so I'm definitely in the mood to go back.
Yes. Yeah. I know, right? Poor Glen Tavern. I've just been talking all kinds of crazy stuff about the Glen. No, it's a beautiful place, but very, very haunted, you know, very haunted.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I'll usually go to, like, any place, like, if there's food.
Right.
Because that's just me.
Haunted tacos.
I'm, like, the worst
fans,
paranormal investigator.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what you
I
need.
Would
like,
be down.
Yeah, you need to have like a haunted like taco stand or like a haunted like you know, I don't know,
Randy's
a diner
Donut
or something.
Yeah, in Hollywood.
Exactly. Yeah,
I would love that. Like they could literally throw a taco at me as long as I catch it. I'm okay. Like I really don't
yeah.
care. So, on a broader scale, where is the what place do you think is the most haunted in the world, and where would you like to investigate the most in the world?
What do I think is the most haunted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I've always heard, and I've wanted to go. I've never been, obviously, this far, but I want to go to the Suicide Forest in Japan.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, that's so funny. Amy Allen talked about that when she was on the show
exactly.
recently. So very interesting.
Yeah, it's funny. She and I brought that up actually, and when I saw her, she had said that too, and I was like, yes. So, because I had been saying that too. So, yeah, maybe we should just plan a field trip.
I would be so, like, kind of, not really the paranormal, but I would be a little scared to see what I see just in general there because, you know, you don't know what was the most recent thing to happen there.
Right. Yes, I know. I've heard a lot of stories. So that's definitely, a place I'd want to go. Stonehenge, I mean, I don't know if you call it haunted, but just because it's so, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, Stonehenge. but it's cool because all these places just keep popping up. And I, like I said before, I just feel like spirits always have a hand in bringing you places. It's like, okay, I want to talk to you now. And then they bring you there. I don't know. I don't know if that's
yeah.
how it works, but I like to think they do.
Yeah,
I know
we
it's
have
funny
a quick
we were
call.
Talking about, oh, go ahead with the caller then.
Oh no. Yeah. We have a quick call.
Talk to me.
Pennsylvania 484 number. Hi, what's your name? Yeah, 484
Hello?
Number. Yeah, hi, what's your name?
Hello. My
oh, hi, are
Lisa.
You just listening in? Oh, hi, Lisa. You have Chad Lindbergh on the line.
Hi, Bubba.
Hi, Alpic. How you doing?
What's going on, man?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm going out hunting today.
Oh, very, very cool.
We're going to go back to Northern State Hospital today, probably.
Very, very cool.
Oh, wow. All right,
it's
Lisa, be safe with that. Oh, cool.
I'm glad
thanks
you're listening.
All right, and be safe on that investigation. Yeah, that was
have
Lisa.
Have fun, Alpic. Love you.
Definitely, it was amazing too. I know you were talking about the spirits taking us places. I know on the Queen Mary, we had talked about the insane asylum here in Downey, which was really interesting because I'm not sure if too many people know about it, but it was funny because two people had just brought it up to both of us recently.
What's that, Northern State?
No, Ranchos Los Amigos.
Oh, here in Downey, California.
Oh, right, right, right. Yeah. Oh, yes. So many people have brought that up to me lately. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe all the spirits that are calling all of us are like, hey.
Yeah, there's like someone come here. Literally anyone. We'll tell everyone.
Yeah, right?
I'm not sure they're telling everyone.
No. And I literally have been told time and time again from so many different people, like, you know, yeah. So I'm going to look into this because this needs to happen. This needs to happen right away.
Definitely. Yeah, we've been looking into it too. I know it's county owned, so it's a little harder to try and get access to.
Right. Yeah.
But we went up there recently, actually, and it's a very big facility. We walked around a little bit.
Yeah, I've heard it's huge.
Definitely, it is a very big location. So, on investigations, what are your personal feelings of these of provoking and ghost baiting as a technique?
I'm completely against provoking.
Right.
Listen, I don't want to, you know, for me, I think everyone has their
mm-hmm.
own technique and their own way. So I'm going to say for me, when I go into a location, I always say, I'm here out of love. I love you. I'm here out of love and respect. I wouldn't go up to somebody in the street and say, hey, push me. You know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
Uh-huh.
You know, so why am I gonna do that to a spirit? They're humans and just like we are. So, but I also will say that yes, sometimes I get a little punchy. Yes, sometimes because I want that experience to happen, I will be persistent. And yes, I will challenge it. You know, I will challenge them. But I always give something in return. I always come around. You know what I mean? My intention. I always tell people, it's your intention. It's your intention going in, and that's what you're gonna get back. Hopefully, that's not foolproof. You know, you're gonna just
mm-hmm.
just like in life, you're gonna come against bad people. You're gonna come against
right.
bad spirits.
Definitely.
But for me, in my intention is my word, and I feel like that's also my protection as well. I just don't think going in and provoking is the smart thing to do. It's just not. Have some respect, you know?
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I know we're coming towards the end of the show, but are there any upcoming events, appearances, shows, or websites that you wish to let the audience know about?
Oh, wow. Let me see. Yes, I have a movie coming out August 4th with Antonio Banderas called Security. Fun action movie.
Cool.
I'm one of the leads in it, so I'm very, very excited. That'll be out August 4th.
Well,
doing a lot of traveling. Yeah, thank you so much. I have so much coming up. But I post a lot of it on my, you know, my Twitter, Chad Lindbergh, Instagram, Chad Lindbergh, Snapchat, everything Chad Lindbergh. I'm always posting my events. I'm doing a lot this summer. Always doing investigations, always, and all over the place. It'll definitely people just follow my social media and you'll know where it's all at.
Definitely. You're so busy. I don't know how you do all of it.
Me either. But it's, you know, like I said, it's the love, and man, it's a blessing to be able to do that and go meet so many people and, you know, continue to investigate. And I look forward to when we get to investigate again.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. I would love to investigate very soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I will look into the Downey Hospital. I'll look into that because, they're calling us just like Peter James there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That would be so sick if we got to investigate there.
I agree.
Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Chad, and I would love to have you back on in the future.
Oh, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. And yes, anytime. please and thank you. And thank you both for the love and having me. And thank you to everybody listening. It's just it's an honor. So thank you.
Well
thank
Jennings
you.
Wants
and
to say
tell
something.
You.
Yeah.
Perfect. I love it. Nothing but love.
Thank you so much, Chad.
Congratulations again to your dad.
Thank you, and I'm gonna let him know you said that. Thank you so much. And love you both, and I'll talk to you very soon.
We love you too,
okay,
and the show's
too,
open
Chad.
To you.
Thank you again.
The show's open to you anytime you like. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'll talk to you very soon.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Yeah, again, Chad Lindbergh, actor, paranormal investigator. Like he said, it's everything Chad. So when you visit Twitter or Instagram, it's at Chad Lindbergh. Also, too, remember there's at Beyond_Badass. Also, you know, for Facebook, too, Chad Lindbergh. And also BeyondBadassParanormal.com. Fantastic show today, Sophia.
Definitely. Chad's such a great guest, and I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, everybody, just so you know, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. Upcoming, we have Ansley, the Spirit Chick. She's going to be on the 20th of this month, psychic medium returning to the show. Jill Marie Morris will be on the program June 24th. We have Lloyd Auerbach, KG McCormick, and many more coming on this very show. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. Thank you guys again. We have a Mother's Day weekend next weekend, but we'll be returning right after that with Ansley. It's the Ghost Host Show, and a great show, everybody. We'll see you then.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to the Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.